A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He replied, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked, "What is we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. Be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs on his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people, the gospel of the Lord. Buried in the midst of today's gospel, Luke inserts a sentence which really becomes the nagging question of Advent. He says, the people were filled with expectation. And the nagging question each one of us has to ask ourselves is, am I filled with expectation for the coming of the Christ? Or have other expectations preceded that? It's wonderful to be filled with expectation of being together with family, of sharing good food and good wine. It's wonderful to have the expectations to see and hear the sounds and sights of Christmas. But the question that has to be answered, am I filled with expectation for the coming of the Christ? Today is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is Latin for joy. If you listen to these readings, they're filled with joy. And yet look around in our world today. So many people are weary of life. Relationships are strained and broken. There's anger, there's fear, there's anxiety. And Jesus Christ can tell each of us how to overcome those problems. But we have to first be filled with expectation for him and him alone. Amen.